I'm so glad that all my little breaks led up to this huge one, because I still have that experience, and now this is an even bigger experience that I'm just so excited to make happen. I feel like the song is breaking out of that fake world and entering, you know, the truth. She is like a Beyonce, the Beyonce of Greece and Cyprus. I'm only 17 and I'm opening Eurovision 2024. It's crazy. I still cannot believe it.
Celia Mohai, it's such a pleasure to connect with you again after your flawless performance at the Cyprus Diaspora Forum last month. How have you been?
I have been great, Paul. Really good to talk to you again as well. I've been good. I've been busy, you know, busy with rehearsals, with Eurovision, with the whole drama and everything. So it's going great though. Everything's great. Everything's on the right path and I'm really happy and excited.
So now a lot of people know who you are because obviously you're in the press, you know, the past few months and everything leading up to the huge event. But for those who aren't familiar with Celia, Celia is a musical artist. She's a dancer. She's a performer. She's an actress, which is another hidden talent over there. But I want to take it back a step. What inspired you to pursue a career in music?
When I was younger, obviously, I was a very energetic child, apparently. But I've seen many videos of me singing and dancing around my whole house and outside and wherever I went, really. And so my mum thought it was a great idea, you know, because I used to watch the TV and I used to see Beyonce at the Super Bowl. I used to see, you know, J-Lo. I used to see Michael Jackson. And I was like, oh, mum, like, I want to be one of these people. I want to be an artist. And so she was like, great, let's take you to your first singing and dance class and acting class. From then on, I didn't want to leave the class. I just wanted to stay in the class and not go home and just, you know, keep doing what I really loved. And from then on, I did that every day. And it's always been a huge passion of mine. And I'm so glad I get to pursue it now with Eurovision and with upcoming things after Eurovision. It's a dream. So I'm mind blown. And I'm so happy that I pursued what I really loved to do. And I had those inspirations from different artists, you know, world known.
So when did you get your first big break?
Well, because I am an actor as well. I got my first acting role, a lead role, playing in Pearly Gates, which is a short film in Australia. That was for my acting. But for my singing and dancing, I think Eurovision is actually my biggest break. But I've always had small little breaks that led up to Eurovision for sure. Last year, I was a Nickelodeon presenter on Nickelodeon Australia and Nickelodeon, which involved singing and dancing as well. And they loved how we had those aspects of us so they could include it in the presentations we used to do. And, you know, we got to go to the Kids' Choice Awards. We got to meet all these artists and huge people that, you know, are in the industry. But, like little performances here and there in Australia mostly. It was more of that, but Eurovision is definitely the biggest one of all. And I'm so glad that all my little breaks led up to this huge one because I still have that experience and now this is an even bigger experience that I'm just so excited to make happen.
So now as a film director myself, okay, I'm trying to map out the whole script. Where was Celia when she either got the call or the message that she's going to be representing Cyprus in this year's Eurovision Song Contest? What was that experience like? I mean, take us to that moment where you got that call or you got that message and what unfolded until present day today.
I'll tell you, Paul, I only knew when I got Eurovision that I'm representing Cyprus 2 days before it was announced. So I was very surprised. I was as much a surprise as you guys were surprised. So it was a huge, huge deal because at first I didn't even know if I was representing a country in Eurovision. I didn't even know if I was going to Eurovision full stop. So it was like a 50-50 chance. And so when my mum comes running up running up the stairs of our house, and it was like, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night. I was about to go to sleep or whatever. She runs up and she's making a ruckus and I'm in my room and I'm like, Mom, what's going on? She opens the door. She slams it open. And I go, okay, there's something wrong. She goes, Celia, you've got Eurovision and you're representing Cyprus 2024. And I was like, what? And I'm sure the whole neighborhood heard her screaming because she was that loud. And I was that excited that I screamed straight after her. And I was like literally, Paul, I could not sleep that night. I was awake the whole night. I called my whole family group chat. We were on a call together. My yang papu, uncles, aunties, cousins, everyone was on the call. I texted my friends. It was a huge thing. I was so excited. And I was like, this is like my break. This is like how my career is going to start. This is what I've been wanting and needing this whole time. So I hope that I, you know, show my talent, and I hope you guys love it and you enjoy it and you want to experience it with me and feel, because I want the audience obviously to feel this sort of inspiration and this sort of fun and this sort of happiness when I perform. And that's what I first thought, actually. So I was just so excited. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like a 17-year-old, well, I was 16 at the time, a 16-year-old girl's dream, basically.
Well, I was one of those fortunate few to be sitting in a meeting with the Rick team last week, okay? And Mikhaly Maratheft, who's an exceptional guy, says, do you want to see a sneak preview of Celia's performance? And, you know, there was a part of me that said yes, and then there was that other side that said no, because I always like seeing the finished product. But as a director or somebody that I need to know what happens behind the scenes, I said, okay, why not? But I realized that after about 10 seconds, I said, no, stop it. I don't want to see it, because first of all, like, the initial impression was, OMG, wow, razor sharp moves, flawless. The concept is amazing. So I said, no, don't spoil it for me, because I want to see it and enjoy it as every single other person will when they see it in Malmo. Before we go and talk about your performance and obviously the song itself, I want you to tell us a little bit more about the team, because I always believe it takes a village to help somebody get from A to B. So aside from your dancers who will be visible on stage, there's also those little people running around like ants behind the scenes, making sure Celia's makeup is okay, her hair is okay, her choreography is okay. So who is in that village?
Paul, I could not have a better team than the Cypress team. It's incredible how much they take you under their wing and how much we're kind of like, they're like my second family, 100% for me, for sure. And the way that they look after you and the way that they want you to do well and they want you to succeed, but not just that, they really do care for you and they really do care for you to make a great performance for you. You know, I understand I'm representing a country and that's, you know, my ethnicity, my culture, and of course I need to make them proud. But they know that, but they also want me to feel comfortable and they want me to know that I did a good job. And they really look after me in that way as well. Obviously, they look after me in the whole scheme of things. They do everything. They're incredible. But we also have that connection where it's like a family friendship connection, and I'm really happy that I have a team like that, because it actually helps me work better, and we work better together if we work together and if they're nice people, if they're beautiful people, which they are. And I am really grateful to have a team like that, for sure, 100%. And they're just amazing. I really have no words. Like, you know, Evie, Michalis, Hadis, there's so many. Andrea, Elias, Dimitri, Victoria. There's so many. Like, I'm trying to think. But, yeah, they're incredible. And the choreographer's obviously from LA. But the team itself, amazing.
I love it, because it was almost like an acceptance speech now that, you know, you're on stage, you're winning the Eurovision Song Contest, and you've got to thank all these people, and there's always that one person you're going to forget. So yeah. I like the way you bring them as a, you know, it is a team, and at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, everybody's worked hard to help Celia get to where she is, and Celia's obviously put in the you know, most of the work. You've said that your previous inspirations have been like watching Beyonce at the Super Bowl, and I've heard from various other interviews that you've done that Eleni Ferreira has been a big inspiration, and so has Elena Paparizou. So why Eleni? Why specifically Eleni?
Specifically, obviously, because she's amazing, but aside from that, my first ever, like, Eurovision memory, when I used to watch Eurovision with my Yaya and Papu and my family, was Eleni Ferreira's year. I saw her on the TV And regardless of, yes, she's a great singer, yes, she's a great dancer, but her performance quality was what captured me the most and what pulled me in to watch her. And as a kid, as a 10-year-old, I was 10 years old actually, I was mesmerized. And I, you know, I got the control, you know, the TV control, and Yaya goes, yeah, go up and dance, show us your moves, Celia. And I'd stand next to the TV and I'd sing Fuego and I'd try to copy all her movements and her performance quality and her hair flicks. And I've analyzed that whole performance so many times because of how inspired I was by her. And she is a force. She is fierce. She is fire. And again, she's very talented, but her performance quality was what, like, took it to another level. She is like a Beyonce, the Beyonce of Greece and Cyprus. I can't even explain how much I'm like mesmerized by her performance. And then of course, you know, Elena Paparizou. My mum showed me her performance. Obviously, that was incredible. And you know, the ethnic side came out of it as well, which was awesome. And the way she sings and dances at the same time, same with Eleni Fornetta, is crazy. And I take my hat off to both of them because singing and dancing at the same time is not easy. I tell you that, Paul.
And it in is high heels.
And in high heels. That's even worse. Great. Thank God I'm wearing sneakers. But yeah, it's very difficult and it takes a lot of work for sure.
I'm going to go back to Eleni's performance because for me personally, what I took from that was that you didn't need to win first place because that song was a winning song and the performance was a winning performance. And it was clearly obvious that I'm not going to say, you know, people might say I'm a disgruntled Cypriot when I say Eleni was robbed of the prize.
I was just going to say that. That's why I was like, I'm not going to say anything because I'm going to, you know, keep it to myself. I was just going to say that, though.
Okay, well, then I'll take the blame for that. I mean, that's the whole thing, you know, it's that Eleni went on to be a winner. You know, she won her fans, she won the audience. It's no surprise that they keep asking her to go back. I'm not talking about the Cyprus Eurovision team. I'm talking about the Eurovision family, global family that keeps inviting Eleni back. You know, I believe she's also going to be performing this year at the contest. I'm not sure whether that's set in stone yet. And obviously, Elena Paparizou in 2004 was a landmark year for Greece because it was winning the Euro, the football. And, you know, Eleni bringing back the trophy for the Eurovision Song Contest. So these pioneering women, which I like to call them, are setting the standard. And I think you are also setting a bit of a landmark performance, not only with Laya, but the fact that you're the youngest participant for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And no pressure there. Okay, well, we won't talk about the pressure that's on, or the weight that you're carrying on your shoulders at this moment.
Waking up in the morning and I'm feeling like ooh la la. It's about to go down cause I found out the truth, la la. 9 o'clock in the morning and I know this is our last night. I know what I'm doing cause, yeah, I got it on black and white. Should've known that you are a liar.
Let's focus on the song Liar. Now, Liar, it obviously speaks about breaking free from stereotypes, especially, and I think it's a very relevant topic, especially nowadays. We live in a world with artificial and superficial reality. How has that song, you know, resonated with you? And obviously, you know, with your performances, I'm sure you're getting a lot of feedback from your fans. And what are they telling you about it?
Well, with the meaning of the song, what it means to me, when I first heard it, like you said, it's not about a specific person. I mean, you can make it about a specific person. Everyone has their own meanings to a song. But for me, it is about, you know, the stereotypes and the social media and the, you know, the body shaming and all this, because I am only 17 years old. And I know people my age, you know, go on the internet, go on their phones and compare themselves to other people on the internet. When the internet is fake and it's not the truth and it's a liar, basically. So I feel like the song is breaking out of that fake world and entering, you know, the truth and your truth and your own truth and loving yourself and being yourself. I think that's a huge thing, especially for people my age. So I'm glad that a lot of the audience, like, who listens to my song are people my age. which is what I wanted. So I'm really happy about that. And I hope they hear the same message as well. But I'm getting great feedback from everyone. Everyone is, yeah, lovely. Everyone's great. They send messages and they're awesome and I see everything. So I try and respond to everything. But everyone's great. Of course, you're going to get some that aren't so great, but, you know, the 99% that are, I thank you. And thank you for giving the artists love, because we need that. We need, you know, we're working so hard and we want to make you guys proud. And so when you show us that, you know, you respect our hard work, we, you know, we respect you, and then makes us feel better. So, yeah, I thank you for that for sure. But yeah, I'm really happy with how the song's going. It's going great. And I'm happy. I'm seeing all like little dance challenges on TikTok and Instagram, people dancing to it and making videos. And it's great. I absolutely love how people are taking the song and, you know, making videos and all this stuff, but I'm happy about that. So thank you guys.
Well, the one thing that's not a lie is the support that you're receiving from a lot of people across Europe, both Cypriots and non-Cypriots. You know, we've spoken about your performance that happened in Amsterdam. I thought that was absolutely flawless. You did an amazing job to kickstart that pre-party vibe, and it's a banger. I mean, it is it's what I call an earworm. Once you hear it once, it's just stuck in your ears, and you just keep hearing it over and over again. Again, I said, no pressure. You've got the whole weight of Cyprus on your back. But now there's another added weight, the fact that you're the opening performance. Absolutely wow. I know some people say, well, that's not a good thing because people will forget. But you don't forget the opening and you don't forget the closing. So in my eyes, I think it's an amazing slot. How does that make you feel?
I think, you know, exactly what you said. I think, oh, aren't you scared? Or people ask, aren't you scared that you're going to be first? Aren't you? Isn't that a bad position? Isn't it this and that? I mean, I'm opening the whole Eurovision contest in 2024, like the whole thing. And I think that is a great opportunity, and I'm grateful that I'm opening. That's awesome. And that the fact that I'm the youngest, I'm only 17 and I'm opening Eurovision 2024. It's crazy. I still cannot believe it. But I feel like opening's great, because I'm sure, you know, like, well, I'm going to try and come out with a bang, and, you know, I'm going to try and, you know, set the mood and set the vibes. So I hope that's what I, you know, what everyone gets out of, you know, me opening the show, which I'm sure they will, because Laia is a bop, and I have to admit, there's some great choreography coming your way, guys, and great visuals. So I hope you all love it. And I hope, you know, you all dance to it and sing to it and have fun and you enjoy it most of all. So, yeah, I'm very excited to open.
But what took me by surprise as well, and I'm going to jump back quickly to the Cyprus Diaspora Forum, and I know I won't keep you long because every minute counts for rehearsals now. You were able to come through to the first Cyprus Diaspora Forum. And again, you set the standard there, but it was the ballad version of Liar, which I thought, you know, when I first heard Celia's going to come and we spoke about it and you said, yay, I'm on board and I'm coming through to perform. And incidentally, it was such an honor to have you and Andrew under the same roof at that event. And a lot of people just thought, wow, the Australians are really kicking ... I'm not going to add the word in. But then you said to me, it's going to be the ballad of Liar. And I thought, oh no, I really want that performance that's going to blow the roof off at the venue that we were at. But then you stole our hearts and you brought us in and you made us believe what you were saying with that slow song. So I think you've got this, I don't think you realize your strength, and you've got this power of luring your audience or bringing them into your world when you sing. And really, I just, like, what do you want your audience to take away from your performance?
Well, going back to the ballad, I love the ballad of Liar. It shows the way the song can be interpreted in a different way for sure. It's actually on Spotify now. It released yesterday, so it's on YouTube as well, on the Eurovision YouTube. So, and if you guys want to listen to that, go do that. for the question that you just asked me, what do I want the audience to take away from my performance? I just, honestly, this is all I want you guys, like, this is what my heart desires for the audience to take away from my performance, is that I want you guys just to look, like, just to be inspired and have fun and enjoy it and dance and sing and make it, like, I want the song and I want my performance to make you feel good. Do you see that you light my fire? Now I know what I know because of you.
So obviously, Celia Moore, you're going to be performing, and there's Cypriots all over the world that are going to be watching, and also your non-Cypriot fans that are all going to be voting. Otherwise, I'll have to deal with me personally. The Australians are going to be in a bit of a pickle because they're going to have to decide, do I vote for Australia or do I vote for that wonderful girl that's representing Cyprus who is from Australia? But irrespective, what is that message you want to give out to all those people that are going to be supporting you on the night?
The message I want to give out is thank you all for your support and thank you for your votes, because it does really mean a lot to me. It really does. Like, I don't think you understand. I know people just say that, but it really does mean a lot to me. I just want you to enjoy it. And I want you to vote because you enjoyed it. And I want you to vote because you had fun and you saw my performance. You're like, wow, I want to be friends with this girl because I want to be friends with you too, and we can have fun together and dance together to my song. And it'll be, you know what I'm saying? So I just want everyone to, you know, feel the vibe and dance and enjoy and sing along and just have fun and vote for me because it was a fun performance.
I think what blows me away is that you've got this non-diva attitude, and even meeting you in person, that humble approach, the humility comes through your work. And I think that's why you've captured all of our hearts, and you're going to capture the hearts of many others. And you're a winner in our eyes already. So just go out there, have a blast, as you said, have fun, enjoy every minute of it. But I am waiting for you at next year's Cyprus Diaspora Forum, whether you are, you know, because you have to pass the torch to the next Eurovision representative. That's how I see it. So
I think. No, I'm definitely, don't you worry, Paul, you'll see me there next year. I'll be right there at the Diaspora event.
Excellent. Thank you for your time, Celia. Well, good luck with everything. Break a leg. And we're very, very proud of you. Very proud.
Thanks. Really means a lot. Thank you.